Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and check out our blog while you're there doing all the other things that you can do on our website and more to come. Lots of new exciting stuff that we're working on. Looking forward to being able to tell you about that. It'll be a couple of months, but we got some new stuff coming out. Beverly Williams is our guest, and she is an original member of the Brain Trust, virtually an original member of the show. She is the 2002 Small Business Home-Based Business Advocate of the world. I think that was of the galaxy. And the author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding book on home-based business, The 30-Second Commute. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's always my pleasure.
So you don't think General Motors should be home-based?
No, I don't, actually. I've been saying this for years, there are a couple of types of businesses that are not appropriate for the home.
I never thought I'd hear you say that. I don't know anybody who's more of a home-based business snob than you are, Beverly. And I never thought I'd hear you say that.
Just because most things, 99% of the world's businesses can be run from a home, it still leaves that 1%, and auto manufacturing is certainly one of those.
So you do allow for the fact that General Motors and Boeing, maybe Boeing shouldn't be home base. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think anybody that manufactures big stuff.
But there's no reason why many of their employees can't work from home, though, right?
That's right. Actually, their designers and so forth could work from home.
Exactly.
Sure, their consultants, absolutely. There's no reason. They could cut quite a few of their expenses that way. I really need to go and talk to them, don't I?
I know you. I think you do. Folks, no matter where you start, no matter where you go with Beverly, you're going to come back around. It's going to get back around to home-based. And that's why we love her. What's on your mind today?
Well, I had an interesting experience this week. There's always something that comes up that goes, aha, this is what I need to talk about on the show. Two things happened. One, I was leading a workshop on entrepreneurship the other day, and there were about a dozen or so people in there that more than half of them were looking at having a home-based business. And then I was reading a book that was actually a fiction, but it was about someone who had a business, and a business just like theirs moved into town, and how they felt about it. And so the light bulb went off in my head, and
The very idea of somebody should become a competitor.
Oh, see, I think that's wonderful.
But is that what this person thought? Is that what this person thought, Beverly?
Well, probably.
Yeah.
That's probably what they thought.
Yeah.
Yes, they were concerned. Their perception was that this person was probably busier, they were better, they were better funded, better, more experienced. And the reality was very different once they checked it out. In the workshop I was leading, I was talking about understanding your competition. We were talking about writing your business plan and what goes into that. And when we got to knowing your competition and understanding them and doing some research, I could see the looks on people's faces. So I stopped and I challenged them to tell me what they were thinking. And one man literally said, I'm going to be sitting in my home office doing an internet business. Why do I need to know about my competitors? And I just took a deep breath and said, gee, I'm really glad you asked that question because I have the answer for it. I truly believe there are two reasons why you need to know your competition. One is that you have to understand what makes you unique from your competition, how you can be different from them, and therefore use that in your marketing. The second is that your competition can sometimes be your best strategic partner. So you have to understand who your competition is, whether they're home-based or not. You have competition. Nobody's going to be doing exactly 100% exactly what you are doing, but it may be close. You need to understand what it is, how they're doing it, how it's perceived by the public, your potential customers, and how you are or can be different from that competition. I think you need to know at least the five closest competition to you, whether it's geographic or on the web or wherever you're doing your business. You need to look for the top five people. Who are your top five competitors, and how are you different from them?
Nobody would ever have run a four-minute mile if there hadn't have been someone to run against.
That's right.
Nobody would ever have known that the human being could run a mile in 4 minutes if somebody hadn't been running alongside of Roger, what was his name, Roger Bannister, I think was his name. The thing is that competition is the fertilizer of the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, it's the reason that you achieve greatness. It's the thing that you each one of you in the marketplace, when you look at each other, you look over at your competition, it's one of the ways that you seek excellence, because you see what somebody else is doing, you say, I can do better than that. And it's one of the reasons why we have the things that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about someone's desire to be creative, although that's part of it. But it's also looking over and seeing, you know, what somebody else has done.
Right.
And it
helps spark your creative juices.
Exactly. And then the other element of that is, the reason competition is good is because competition is actually good for business. When a competitor moves in next door to you, so many people don't get this, Beverly. I mean, to many people, they'll say if a competitor moves in next door, that would be like their worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And what they don't realize is that if they are capable of seeking excellence, within 1 year, they probably would look back and say, that was the best thing that ever happened.
Right.
Competition is good for business.
Yeah, and if people are really that afraid of their competition, then perhaps they shouldn't be in business.
Well, that's a good point.
I really believe that. I think that you have to know who your competition is and how you're different, and you have to be glad that they're there. You can't go to the Chamber of Commerce, which, you know, I'm all for people joining the Chamber, without finding somebody else just like you there.
And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Beverly about when you shouldn't pay attention to the competition. I'm going to throw her a little bit of a curve. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Steely Dan to take us out.
I spent a lot of money.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams. Beverly, give us your website, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
And the book is available there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business by Beverly Williams and Don Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also available wherever books are sold.
That's correct.
Yeah, check it out, folks, when you get a chance. Beverly, you were talking about competition, and I know you had a couple of more things you wanted to say before I wandered off on my tangent.
Yes. I want to make sure that the point here not only is about knowing your competition, no matter where your business is located, but particularly for home-based business people who begin to feel isolated in their home office. They end up with tunnel vision. They're looking only at their own business and their own marketing plan, and they don't look beyond. You have to go outside. You have to walk through the front door of your house and go out into the rest of the world and see who your competition is. Maybe that is literal, and maybe it's looking through the Internet. But just because you're home-based doesn't mean that you don't have it or that you shouldn't know about it. So make sure that you don't isolate yourself too much in your home office.
You can't live in your cave.
No, that's That's exactly right.
You got to know, being home-based doesn't mean that all you know about is what's in your home.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be savvy. You got to know what's going on. You've got to be every bit as savvy and every bit as aware of what's happening in the greater marketplace, in your smaller marketplace, in your industry, and around the globe today on the internet. You've got to know every bit as much about what's going on as any company, any small business that does $100 million in sales.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
maybe,
you?
Maybe more importantly,
yeah,
those things.
Yeah, because and you've got to know stuff that the executive of that company doesn't know, because
mm-hmm.
you're the only one.
You are the executive and the secretary and the housekeeper and
yeah.
everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really
well, now guys who are home-based aren't the housekeepers, are they?
Don't get me started on that one, Jim.
Okay.
Yes, they can be.
I can't miss those opportunities, Beverly. Okay. So we've gotten the point across about competition, Beverly,
mm-hmm.
but the one thing I wanted to make sure we say, I want to give a word of caution. One of the things that I think is the downfall of many companies is when they get so focused on the competition that they lose sight of their customer.
Uh-huh, yes.
Now, I don't think this is a big problem for home-based businesses, but it is for some businesses where they get so caught up in trying to outdo the competition
mm-hmm.
that, you know what, it's sort of like It reminds me of the two boys that were fighting over the girl,
uh-huh.
you know, for her hand, so to speak,
uh-huh.
and they wind up, you know, they get more into the fight than they do into what, you know, why they were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're after the affections of our customers, and if we get so caught up with trying to outdo our competition. If it means you're seeking excellence, you're fighting your competition, and both of you are seeking excellence, then the customer is going to benefit from that.
That's
but
right.
But there is something that happens, and I've seen it happen in bigger companies, Beverly, where the focus is so much on the competition, the customer actually becomes almost some peripheral player that the two companies don't even know about.
Well, you know, I think a very good example is what's going on right now. We have midterm elections. You've got people out there doing advertising that is strictly slandering their competition,
mm-hmm.
their opponent.
Yep.
And what's happening is that people are looking at them saying, I don't want to vote for either one of you.
Right.
And it's the same thing.
I'm disgusted with
business.
Both of you.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't make promises to me that you can't keep. Don't make claims that you can't follow up on. Just do the best job you can and understand what it is that I, the customer, really want, and then market it that way. Knowing what your competition does or doesn't do, or that you can do better than them, then that's what I want you to talk about. I don't want you to slander somebody else.
Well, exactly. And you can by knowing what the competition does and doesn't do, that's how you know how to put your best foot forward.
That's exactly right.
If you and your competition do three things exactly alike, and you're not any better than them, but you're better than them in two areas, that's what you lead with.
That's right. Or maybe you feel that you are exactly the same, you're offering the same services in the same manner, and maybe that's where your creative juices come in, and you say, well, why don't I offer this along with it? It complements this business, and it's something that my competition is not doing,
mm-hmm.
and therefore, I can do that. I'm able, and I can market that. It's your uniqueness, your unique selling proposition, the USP that people may or may not have heard about. It means that you can refine what you're doing, and it becomes your message.
Well said, Beverly. And if you don't have anything better than the competition, you can always say, do business with us. We're nicer. Right, Beverly?
Yes,
give us a website again, Beverly.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thank you, Beverly. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with Russell Brown. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Yeah, come on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.